Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by as we bring you the next generations of NFL stars. But we bring them to you today so you guys can get up close and personal with what these prospects bring to the table who may end up playing for your favorite NFL team. And it's always a fun journey as we go through each season, kind of going through a whole new realm of what these guys bring to the table. With that said, we're heading to the ACC. Duke Blue Devils standout free safety Corbin McCarthy is kind enough to take some time between training and class to join us and talk some NFL draft. But with that said, Corbin, we appreciate you sharing your day with us. Pretty hectic couple months probably leading up to, you know, April as you kind of delve into this, huh?
Yes, sir. Yeah, thank you for having me on today. The next few months are definitely going to be quite the time. I'm in class, also training, so kind of doing pulling doubles every day. But it's been good so far. Looking forward to Pro Day here on March 22nd.
Yeah, and that's always a big day. We just had another gentleman on, and his Pro Day is April 4th, and I kind of like, man, some about April and Pro Days just kind of make, man, there's so much pressure because I think you get to a point in your training where you're just kind of ready to burst and you just want to get out there and do it. And I think April, man, that is such a long haul mentally to kind of go at it. And, a lot of time of recovery, again, to kind of get, if you do mess up, to kind of get it corrected. For you, kind of let's go back to, Pop Warner days. Corbin McCarthy, did you play Pop Warner? And were you a little bit better of an athlete than most of the kids at that age?
Yeah, I played Pop Warner since I was 8 years old. So I've been playing 14 years football straight, so I guess you could say I know a little bit about it. But back in the day, I don't know if I was always, athletically superior. My father always told me that, but I feel like he's a little biased. But back then I played running back. I think at one point I even played like a defensive lineman position when I was really young. I don't know why exactly, but I did. So I've been all over the field, played for a really, really long time. Definitely have, some of the greatest memories of my life are definitely from football. So I guess that's why I'm, trying to go to the next level and keep this thing going.
Great. And for you, you're a standout safety now. How do you kind of evolve into that role? I'm sure you probably had obviously some high school experience, but, usually you're playing both sides of the ball. But and then, obviously going to Duke, sometimes kids, they see you at different positions, I guess. In a nutshell, how did kind of do you emerge as a safety, and were there any other options out there to play different positions when you left high school?
Yeah, in high school, surprisingly enough, I actually went from a safety my sophomore year to an outside linebacker my junior year to a corner my senior year. So I was kind of everywhere. My coaches in high school, Tommy Leach was one of them, a guy by the name of Coach Potter. Those guys really helped me understand that by playing corner, it makes you versatile in the next level. So it allowed me to go into Duke and have the option to play either corner or safety. So I did. I started at free safety there. But this past year, I actually ended up playing more down in the box, strong safety guy, kind of more like Cam Chancellor's position. I think the overall evolving of I guess myself came from just getting bigger, stronger, and faster and realizing that, I'm a 205-pound, guy who most corners, more 190, taller, lankier guys. I'm a little more short and stout. So it fit my personal traits, I guess, better to go down the box and, I guess be more of a run stopper and hit pretty frequently. So that was kind of how the evolution of my game came about.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Corbin McCarthy, the Duke standout, kind of enough to join us here on the C2P. If you missed any of this show in its entirety, you folks out there know it's always available free at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we love featuring these guys as draft bios. We'd like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you need to know about Corbin McCarthy as he makes his path towards his next level. That's called the NFL. For you, you kind of talked about getting bigger and stronger. So you arrive at Duke. What did you weigh as a freshman compared? I know you're about 5'10", 11 now and about 200 pounds, but, how much, muscle and bulk have you added since arriving there?
When I first got to Duke, I think I weighed right around, mid 80s, 180, 190. So I put on quite a bit of weight. I think most of it, rather than weight, is just putting on strength. A lot of speed and strength. Our strength staff at Duke does a really good job with that. It was less about gaining weight. It was way more about getting in better shape, being able to lift heavier weights faster, being able to run faster. So I feel like from my entrance to now, I'm definitely not even close to the same player by any means. But I credit that a lot to do with the strength and conditioning staff there.
Awesome stuff. I love the detail you're giving. Very nice answers. Sometimes kids just go, yeah, you know, I weigh 180 pounds, and then that's just kind of it. And you're like, man, got to have, you know, I'm not Dan Patrick. If you're not going to help out on the show, it's going to be a long podcast for everybody. For you, I mean, what makes you stand out? I mean, you talked, I think, about, I mean, the versatility you've been able to show. I think that greatly. But in terms of, you know, if you're in the film room with some scouts, I mean, what are they going to love about what you bring to the game and, you know, the technical, you know, I guess, you know, the traits to the position that, you know, kind of stand out at?
I think the biggest one for me would be my motor and my versatility between speed and strength. You know, you find a lot of guys in the NFL who are either really fast or really strong. You got a guy like Cam Chancellor who does a pretty good job of being both. You know, he's very strong. He's very fast for his size. I think that the first thing they'll see is, you know, a 5'10", 205-pound guy who can run a 4.4 and, you know, who would do over 25 reps at 225 for pro day. So the versatility, I guess, in speed and strength, and just the motor, the overall motor of, I think when they turn on the film, they'll see a guy who's, I guess, who's relentless in a way of just, I always have a motor. No matter if the ball's coming to me or away from me, I'm running to the ball, I have a motor. You know, I become a little kid on the field, so I really, really just enjoy every snap. And I guess that might be a little bit of a standout rather than, you know, a guy who will make a good play when it comes to him. I think I got a good amount of plays where it's going away from me and I'm chasing them down or something like that. So the motor would probably be my biggest thing.
Nice. Anything go unnoticed? Then I just present this question to you guys because game film doesn't reveal all the positive traits that a prospect has. I mean, leadership qualities, game film study. Maybe the defense, you know, if coaches asked you to do certain things, well, wouldn't it allow you to showcase other skills? I mean, Corbin, this is your chance to kind of let scouts know that, hey, I'm Corbin McCarthy, and this is something you don't know about me that you should.
Yeah, I think the main thing would just be the work ethic. I think I'm going to put in the time like, you know, you see pros and you hear about them, guys like Larry Fitzgerald or Ray Lewis who are in the film room, you know, constantly. I think that that's something I bring to the table. Being in college, I've had to handle, you know, school and football at the same time. And having the opportunity to only focus on one thing like football would give me a really, really great opportunity to hone in on just knowing what's coming at me with different offenses and different studies and game plans. So I think the mental side of the game is really a strong aspect for me after this past year. And above and beyond all that,
nice.
I think just overall the kind of person you are in the locker room. I'm not gonna bring any you know, bad mouth or jargon. I'm gonna come in. I'm ready to work. And it's a job, and that's something that I'm gonna treat it as such. But it's a job that, you know, every kid wants to do. So as long as I'm gonna, you know, take it serious, I'm also gonna have a really, really great time and smile while I do it.
Excellent. And obviously Jeremy Cash, one of the top recruits last year. I mean, what was it like taking over for him and then not comparing yourself to say you're better, but obviously, you know, he was very highly regarded in NFL circles. So you got to practice with him every day. And I'm sure you're, you know, I mean, you're out there as an athlete. You're kind of, you know, comparing yourself. I mean, what are some of the similarities that, you know, you have with Jeremy and maybe the things that you may do better? Or there's some things that he might do better than you?
I think Cash was exceptionally good in the box. He's playing linebacker now for the Panthers. So they definitely moved him. He's like 220 now. And in college, he was, you know, 205. So I think one thing that him and I do very similar to one another is we're aggressive. You know, we're not afraid to run up and just throw our bodies in there like a linebacker. The one thing I say would make us very different is our speed. Cash is obviously a fast guy, but I think that playing corner in high school and things like that allowed me to play a little bit more man-to-man coverage or open up a little bit more. So we're a little different in that area. I'd say he's obviously in the box in the NFL for a reason. And I think that I could do that, but that I could also be used in other situations such as a free safety or a nickel cornerback just because of my, you know, my experience and I guess my personal traits with speed and coverage abilities.
Excellent stuff. And for you, I mean, and sometimes schools kind of, you know, keep scouts away, but have you had any interaction with scouts or anybody that, you know, you've known teams that have shown interest in you or Jill, has these kind of asked about you yet?
You know, I don't know I have not had personal interactions. I'm sure they're not allowed to during the season. I know that we have a guy on Duke staff. His name's Coach Collins, and he does a lot of that. He has told me I've gotten, you know, interest here and there from a certain amount of teams. It was not very explicit with me, so I'm kind of up in the air right now. But I'm hoping after, you know, pro day or maybe even a little bit before then, I'll get a little more, you know, face time with some of these scouts and kind of be able to, I guess, be able to show them what I got on pro day is pretty much the main thing here.
Definitely, definitely. Once again, Corbin McCarthy, the Duke Blue Devil standout safety, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. Almost out of time, Corbin, but we always like to leave the show with some off-the-wall, lighthearted questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
All right, man. Throw them at me.
Okay, now I feel bad because I'm putting you on the spot because you said prior to the show we were chatting and you said you were sitting there with your girlfriend, but this is a question where your girlfriend somewhat is involved. We're talking female celebrity dinner dates. And if you could take anyone else to dinner besides your girlfriend, which female celebrity would you invite?
Jessica Alba, by far. My girlfriend already knows. She's been my actress, famous actress crush since I was like 10 years old. I would give anything to take that woman out to dinner.
Dude, I love you just saying I would do anything with her. That's great. Sometimes guys are so bashful. I mean, they just won't even say anybody. I'm like, come on, man. Oh, I love it.
No.
Excellent stuff. That's great. And superstitions? I mean, sometimes guys have them. Sometimes they don't. Is there anything kind of goofy or off the wall that you do on game day that just has to be done or just things don't feel that they're going to go your way?
You know, it's not as recent now, but in high school, I used to listen to the song It Takes Two right before I walked out of the locker room. It's not the greatest pump-up song. People are probably thinking to themselves, what in the world? But I don't know why it got me locked in. So that's probably one of the weirdest superstitions that I've ever had.
Dude, you became probably my favorite prospect knowing that you listen to Rob Bass before each game. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. I was big fan of his tempo of music.
Awesome stuff. And then the final question for you. We've been working exclusively with Eric Dorsey. He's the man behind the scenes at Illustrative Creations. He's the guy that puts the paint on the cleats and designs them, themes them to whatever the prospect wants. If you could have your shoes painted or themed out, I mean, kind of what theme you think you would want?
Oh, man, that's a tough out of the blue question there. I think that I would actually have the cleats done up in all cheetah. Like, I'm talking straight cheetah. You see those girls who walk around with, like, cheetah leggings or something? I'd have the cleats done up in cheetah. At Duke, we call all our defensive backs cheetahs, and it's because of how fast they run. So I think that'd be a pretty cool little thing to have on my feet for, a game day.
Dude, I was hoping you were going to say Jessica Alba.
Maybe girlfriend on one cleat,
Jessica Alba on the other.
Yeah, show stuff, some love to them both. Make one happy, you know.
Excellent, man. Well, Corbin, pleasure talking to you. Best of luck on March 27th. That's when you kick off your pro day. I'm sure you're going to be busy in between there with visits and all those things that come with being a guy that's heading to the next level. But again, we like to stay humble. Stay humble and be blessed, my man.
Thank you very much, Bill. It was a pleasure talking to you guys today.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Corbin McCarthy, and I love getting this kid on the show. He kind of really devolved a lot of information to kind of go behind the scenes and find out what makes this kid tick and why he's actually on that NFL draft radar. And I think a lot of teams seeing cash last year kind of got to notice him. When you're kind of eyeing the same position, you kind of see the other guys doing the same thing, and I think he might have popped. And again, that's why he's on the show and working out on March 27th. If you missed any of the show in its entirety, iTunes, Blockhawk Radio, obviously the draft bios at the C2P. I'm your show host, Bill Marchand. As always, we appreciate you listening to the College to Pro Players Platform Show.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.